Hi, you're listening to TV Zone podcast. All right, let me. I have to start over. I already fucked it up. I'm just so used to seeing.
Oh, yeah, we're not TV Zone podcast.
No. Hi, you're listening to the For Frodo podcast. In association with TV Zone podcast, I am your host Chantel. Joining me for a special episode is my co-hosts Christian and Trevor Mason. How are you guys?
Good. My last name isn't Mason, but I'm.
Oh no, you're not married.
Oh. No, not yet.
Not yet.
But
eventually,
it's inevitable. How are you?
Okay. It's been a long one. You know, just hanging in there, doing a lot of nothing.
Welcome to our world. We just got back from the new Jennifer Lawrence film, Red Sparrow. And, you know...
Hold up. I'm going to see if you can hear me drink.
Yes. Normally, I would say, Chantel, you need to see this thing. It's awful. We can review it. But no. We were so bored for at least an hour and 40 minutes out of its 2 hour and... 13-minute runtime. Oh my god.
Literally, I've heard nothing about this movie. I know that I didn't fancy seeing it, so I didn't, you know, look into it. But I have no idea how it's supposed to be, like, critically. So you're telling me it's boring.
I thought it was insufferable. I couldn't wait for it to end.
So the acting is not good either?
No, the acting is fine. I did not have a problem with the acting.
The story is not good?
I know you and I share similar views when it comes to action movies. You don't like them at all.
It's
don't.
It's an action movie?
Whoops. Okay.
Wait, it's an action movie?
That's the thing. Okay, so in recent memory, when I come across an action movie, I kind of want you to keep it simple. If you add too many plot threads in there, I'm going to lose track of A, what's going on, who is involved. Like, there are so many names tossed around. I just didn't give a fuck.
That's why I can appreciate a movie like John Wick. Because,
yes.
We actually talked about John Wick. Yeah,
it's weird. That is weird. Well, I don't know. I don't like action movies, but I can tolerate a John Wick movie.
John Wick is fun. John Wick knows what it's doing. It's simple. There are other plot elements involved. Not just, you know, him getting revenge for his dog. But you know what? It works because of the simplicity. This shit is basically just 2 hours plus of weird sexuality. You see some Jennifer Lawrence titty, but
that
once
sounds,
again,
none
the,
of that sounds bad.
What?
None of that sounds bad.
Well, this is the thing. See, I noticed in we talked about this at many points during the movie. I've seen her rack 3 times. One of them being those leaked photos. The other time being in Mother when she got her face stomped in. And this time, it's like, this guy is going to rape her, but it's like a willing rape. It's the, like, they're like, sit there and take it. And she just takes off all of her clothes and she's like, are you going to fuck me? And she has like a Russian, it's awful. I like her, like most of America, and she can act. The acting is fine. It's just... I'm just not that into it. And you know what? People will probably like it. Like,
so it sucks.
I know. It will probably make money, and it will get a sequel, because that's the world we live in.
But that sucks, because they didn't do a sequel to Salt, which I actually kind of enjoy.
Exactly. You know what? It's funny you mentioned that. Like, we mentioned Salt as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, and Jay, actually. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
He commented on my post, and he said... So this is basically Salt, right? And I said, yes, okay. Except it's not fun. Like,
well, that's what makes us all a team, you know?
Exactly.
We all get it. All right, well, that is very good to know. I had no intention on seeing it anyways. You've only encouraged that opinion, so thank you.
Yeah, awful. Oh, so discussing that shitty movie has got me, you know, it's got me reflecting on better times I've had at the movies.
Funny you should say that.
I know, right? Yes. It had me thinking of many, many better times I've had at the movies.
Would you say 10?
I could say at least 10, right? I could say at least 10. So Which brings us to the topic of tonight's show, which is discussing the best movies of 2017. It was a great year for movies. Mm-hmm. So great that looking on, like, narrowing it down to 10 was such a bitch. I feel like there is, I didn't do so many movies justice, and it's not fair. And maybe if I sat down and watched them all back to back, I would reflect differently on my top 10, but that is both the fun and the bitch of doing a top 10 list. So, who would like to start? I'm assuming we've all come prepared, correct?
Yes, well, you did, you specifically told me to rank them, which I had a very hard time doing. The top five was okay, but after top five, I'm kind of like, well, I like that one just as much as the other one.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want to leave out?
Exactly. I would say I like the top six just as much as I like, you know, the rest. Like, those six, yeah.
I think you're going to find my list pretty surprising, to be honest.
I said the exact same thing.
He did, yes.
Yeah. I had to do honorable mentions, like another five honorable mentions.
So, yeah, well, we could throw those in at the end, toss them around.
Okay, because I don't want you to think that I'm leaving anything out. And I probably cheated here, because number 10 was a hyphen. But it was only a hyphen, because they were both, Marvel movies.
Okay. That surprises me coming from your mouth. But,
yeah, no shit. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, I feel like I know what one of them is, and it's not a Marvel movie. But
it's not a Marvel movie?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. You don't usually watch those.
I'm as confused about this list as you're about to be. Okay, so my number 10.
I was just going to say, long story short, I have no objection to the hyphens. In 2015, my top 10 list had three different ties. Just because I'm too lazy to choose between one, and they sort of fit in their own way.
Well, yeah,
but anyway,
these two fit together. That's why I put them together. Unless they're not Marvel movies. No, wait, you're right. One of them's a DC movie, I think.
If they're superhero movies, I still say it's fine.
All right, then they're two superhero movies: one Marvel, one DC. Okay, or one not either one. I don't fucking know. I don't like superhero movies except for these two. So number 10, I went with Logan and Thor: Ragnarok.
I knew it. Yeah. I figured.
Very nice. Although, but they're actually both Marvel movies. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to second guess you. I thought you were going to say Wonder Woman.
Well, I just don't recall seeing anything about X-Men involved in the Avengers movies, which is strange.
Yeah, it's weird because they're not, but they're all, like, involved. And
yeah.
That's why I thought they might be DC or something else completely. So, all right. Number 9. This was difficult for me because I didn't know if I wanted to just make an honorable mention, but I was impressed by it. Damn it, no, I kind of want to swap it out now.
It's fine. No, I start my list early in the year. So this year for me is like, you know, asking for a glass of water.
No, I'm gonna swap it out anyways. Because I'm looking at my honorable mentions and I prefer The Shape of Water to this movie by a slim margin. Well, by quite a bit, I guess. I prefer some of the honorable mentions, I think. It's just that they're not the better movie. You know what I'm saying?
It's doing these lists is like a Run DMC song.
That's why
it's
I don't
tricky.
Like fucking rank them. That's why I was just going to name them. I told you to rank them. You made me rank them. So here we go.
I told you 5 days ago. This was what you should have been doing 5 days ago.
I'm unhappy.
Sorry. I'm not totally satisfied with mine either.
All right, so this list is it's not final, but okay, so I got Logan and Thor, Shape of Water, number 9. And number 8, I went with The Disaster Artist. I'm not even entirely sure of that position in the place, but I was happy to see a movie about a movie that we love so much.
Oh, God. Don't we all love The Room in here?
Yeah, The Room.
Everyone in this room, even though we're not all in this room.
So
in this virtual room.
This order is subject to change. I'll just say that, and then, so far, whatever. What do you guys got?
I like those picks. I dig it. So number 10, my 10th slot was honestly a toss-up between two movies of a similar, category, and I ultimately did my best to avoid the tie, and I picked the movie, it was a tie between Loving Vincent and Coco, both, like, It was a year of shitty animated movies, and it was a year of great ones as well.
Oh, no, I forgot about Loving Vincent. See, that would have made...
I knew this would happen. See, this is why I told you 5 days ago. I did. I told you. But, so I went with number 10, Coco, and not because it's the most ambitious movie I've ever seen, which Loving Vincent is certainly one of them, but Coco, that movie tore my heart out of my ass. And it's still, like, when I think back on it, it depresses the shit out of me. And I know that's every family's idea of family fun, but it's mine, at least.
We talk about it, like, almost every day.
And not only that, though, I think it's one of Pixar's more ambitious efforts. Not really ambitious as much as it is daring.
As far as what? It's a kid's musical... animation. What is it?
What's like murder and all kinds of dark stuff.
Yeah, like
in
betrayal
there.
And like exile.
That's not something kids go to the movies for, but yet Pixar had enough faith to tell the story, and it's also just like a celebration of life. I found it insanely moving.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of their best movies. I think it deserves the Oscar it's about to win. Number 9, Lady Bird. I know in our Oscar show we had an argument about The Edge of 17, and yes, The Edge of 17 and that movie have a lot of the same plot elements. However, I think Lady Bird is the superior movie, not just because I think it's funnier, I think it's sharper. And you know what? I honestly think, even though I have it at number 9, I think it's all just right. Like, everything about... Oh, shut your fucking mouth. Everything about it is... It's great, especially Saoirse Ronan and Laurie Metcalf. If the Oscar race were not so packed, they'd have a trophy with their name on it.
Besides Golden Globe. Didn't dislike the movie. It was a good movie, but it's all too familiar, so it didn't even make my honorable mentions, to be honest with you.
It is familiar, but that's the thing, though. I think Greta Gerwig, even though I think her best director nomination...
I'm a bit fed up with her as well.
Oh, well, I know that, but... I would say, with the exception of that best
direction. Probably because she hates women.
Yeah, that's probably.
Woman hater.
Yeah, she is. You should join the He-Man Woman Haters Club, Chantel. But that's besides the point. I think what's unique about Lady Bird is that she tells a lot of, like, we've seen that movie before, yes, but I still think her voice... Like, her writing and directing voice is just unique enough to make it work. So, number 9 it is. And number 8, Call Me By Your Name. This is a movie, I actually did not have this in my top 10. But weeks down the road, this movie just, it haunted me. And it, there was just something about it, it dawned on me. I was like, that was really good.
Probably that familiarity thing we were talking about.
What?
Probably like art imitating life for you.
Shut
your
fucking... Oh, God, she's such a dick.
What?
She says, like, art imitating life.
Oh, my God.
That movie and me and blow it out your ass. It's a damn good movie, and it deserves whatever Oscars are coming its way as well. Trevor, your turn.
For the top 10, let's see. I just switched out my my number 10 because I did have The Big Sick, but I just threw in Blade Runner because I know what you're thinking. Like, Blade Runner got so much, like, like, it got a lot of fan love. I mean, I know critics, like, loved it and stuff like that, but it was, like, I know it didn't make, like, a super bunch of money, but it was mainly, like, made for, like, the story. It was made for, like, the art, just to show off that universe again. And, I mean, I like the original. I mean, I don't love the original, but I liked it. I mean, I didn't, like, you know, get a tattoo like some people did, but yeah. I really liked the original. Like, just that atmosphere is so unique and, like, so much fun to be a part of. And whenever they said they were making another Blade Runner, and I was like, oh my God, great. Then they said Ryan Gosling was going to be in it, and I was like, I was like freaking out. But that movie is just beautiful.
This is your 10th slot?
Yeah, this is my 10th.
That's what's coming next?
I know. Like,
I thought we, like, really loved that movie.
I do really like it, but I don't know. It's like, I wasn't sure about this list because I was going, like, what's the better movie and then what's the movie that I liked more?
That is what is so difficult about
Blade Runner, like, you can pause that movie at any point and it could be a background. Like, mm-hmm. that movie is beautiful every single second it's on the screen. But that's number 10. I know it's probably higher on y'all's. But, and then number 9, I have Professor Marston in The Wonder Woman. Because, I mean, I know, like, no one saw that movie. But we saw it together. We had the theater together. And, like, we should have sat apart because, like, I know. That movie was like, oh, God. That, it just, that little group of people was so believable. I mean, I don't want to spoil the movie, but it was just like, I don't know, no one saw it, but it's so believable, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it is as believable a romance. It shouldn't be, but yet it worked. They all work so well. I think it's due to the performances from Luke Evans, Bella Heathcote, I think that's how you say it, and Rebecca Hall especially. I think she's always great.
Oh, it was beautiful. And, like, we went to it on a whim because we weren't really sure what it was, but we went and saw it, and as it was, like, started playing on, we're like, oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. it was very ambitious movie. I know it didn't make a lot of money, but I'm glad they made it, and I'm glad I saw it. Yeah, it was sexy as hell. But I was happy I saw it, so I had to put it in there, even if it's at number 9. Then number 8, I know it's Molly's Game. Those movies, like, it reminded me so much of The Big Short because of how fast the dialogue is, and they're just like, oh, here's information, and they're just, like, talking the entire movie. But the way that they do it, it's like it always makes sense, and, like, they explain everything. It's a movie about poker, and I don't know how to play poker, but I still understood it. I'm like, I felt a part of the movie, and, like, I felt like, I mean, I guess it'd probably be even more fun if I knew poker, but it still kind of, like, taught me everything I needed to know and then, like, threw me in the ring with him. And Jessica Chastain was great. Idris Elba, fantastic, like he is in everything else. I loved, like, almost every second of that movie. That's the bottom three, right?
Yeah, those are damn good. Yeah. Damn, you know, I totally forgot about Dr. Marston as well. I fucked this list up perfectly.
I bet you love that movie.
I know. I guarantee you
love
that movie.
She's going to move up to number 1.
Totally forgot about that. And The Blade Runner, I admire you for putting it out. Because that, just before I switched that out for Shape of Water because I looked at Shape of Water and I was like, I don't know if it's what I prefer or if it's just that it's better. It's not even that it's better.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what to talk about it.
Well, actually, I won't spoil that. Never mind.
But only one is nominated for Best Picture, so that's why I swapped it out probably at the end of the day.
I like Shape of Water, but I didn't, like, jump on its lap like everyone did.
I did not either. I don't even. I shouldn't have switched out. Fuck out.
It's not too late.
Blade Runner can be number 9. I don't know. I went to see it with Hans. Hi, Hans. And, when we were there, I don't know, we were both looking at each other, I don't know, well, I was looking at him like, do you see what I'm seeing here? And so it was just kind of fucking gross. And I still, like I said in the last episode, Christian, I cannot get over how cool and chill her friends were with her fucking this fish.
You're like, oh, good for you, Eliza.
But, Eliza, what are you doing? Why are you clocking in late after fucking a fish?
I think The Shape of Water is a work of art, and it's wonderful. I just don't think it's a masterpiece. That's why it's not even in my list.
I really like the setting and the production. Mm-hmm. Like the sets of Shape of Water.
Yeah,
I love that.
It is
those
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Story wise, I think it's a little bit fucking weird. But
yes. All right. Well, glad we cleared that up. Now
we do 7-6.
It'll be 7-6-5.
And then I think. Yeah, I was gonna think like for like 4-1, we just do one. Like you tell your fourth, like you know, still a little bit more anticipation. But you go ahead with your.
We could, yeah. I'm not a well. That's the thing though. If she's trying to get us off the phone.
Oh yeah.
We might as well. Yeah.
Do 7-6-5.
We could do 4-3-2, and then save one for the last.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think my next three are going to surprise you, especially. They surprise me. Number 7, I put Mother, and I can't believe I did this. Because I remember after I saw it, you were just completely blown away, disturbed, horrified, enchanted. And I saw it the first time, I was like, yeah. You know, like, I don't get it. Like, I didn't get it. You explained it to me. I watched it again. And after you had explained, you know,
the true meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was like, oh, it's kind of beautiful.
Really, yeah, it's a great movie. I love that movie.
Totally bizarre, though. Yeah, it definitely was one of those movies I thought about for a while after I saw it. But yeah, that made my number seven.
Good. I'm glad that I am surprised by that, because when I talked to you about it, you didn't seem that. You didn't seem as mesmerized. As
well, no one's going to love it as much as you, Christian.
I know. Yes. I'm looking at Darren Aronofsky shit. I'm all for it.
But this is why I had to watch it again. And number six is going to be confuse even more. I was so thrown off by this movie. I didn't know what to think. Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
Yes. I was like, the fuck? It was so bizarre. Like, the story. And I was like, is this fantasy? Is he like a wizard or something? It was really weird. And the acting was so bizarre. It was like they were reading off a teleprompt. It was crazy. It was like, they have no emotion whatsoever in this movie. It's the weirdest thing. But it works.
I was just going to say, that one barely misses my list. Well, I love that movie. And to explain, I think I see it as like a folklore.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, I see it as like
a wise tale.
Like a fairy tale almost. Like, everybody in it is so weird. And the fact that I think his name is Barry Keoghan, who should have been nominated for an Oscar for that. He's horrifying.
Was that the kid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the kid was great.
He was in Dunkirk as well. I think he, like, that's the thing, though. It's like their kids just start, like, getting, like, it's like he has, like, a power of some sort.
Yeah, like, the whole movie, like, I remember watching it, and I was like, how is he doing it? And they're like, how does he do it?
Yep. It's very bizarre. But proceed, I'm sorry.
No, that's all I was going to say. I just thought it was really strange and different. It's definitely unique.
It was.
Number five was kind of bold. I don't want to make it in the top five. I don't even think it's in your top 15, probably. I have It.
It?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to throw some in there that I actually enjoyed very much as opposed to what's the best movie. And I thought, I'm one of the few people that didn't dislike the original one. The miniseries, but when this came out, I was like, yes, it's perfect. It's just like I had imagined the book to be when I read the book.
That's what I've heard. I never read the book, but I heard it was, like, very true and, like, stayed stable to the book.
It definitely did. I mean, so did the miniseries, to be honest, but so I was impressed as fuck with that. All right,
I like that movie, too.
Those kids are great.
They are, yeah.
I'm kind of sad that they won't be, like, in the next chapter because they're going to be grown up.
I've heard they're going to include, like, flashbacks.
Oh, thank God.
I know. I think they were the movie. I liked it. I think there's a bit too many visual effects on display for my taste.
Yeah.
But it's still a good movie. I dig it. Best Stephen King adaptation in God knows how long.
Since Maximum Overdrive.
You and that damn
movie. I love Maximum Overdrive.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, let's see how much it is on Amazon.
Oh my God, yeah. He bought Weekend at Bernie's for some reason. I don't really get the joke.
It came in the mail today.
I mean, he bought Fear the other day. I like Fear. That movie's fun. But
I don't know. Listen, you've got this giant collection, and I need to be able to throw in the missing pieces, okay?
Like Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star. You're right.
You're not supposed to tell people that we have that fear.
We don't have it. You do. I'm not counting that question. Anyways, number seven on my list. Oh, what the fuck was it? Oh, I, Tonya. I found I, Tonya to be perhaps the most entertaining movie of the year. And 30 minutes into it, I said, there's 90 minutes left. Holla-fucking-luyah. Margot Robbie's performance is sensational. And considering Suicide Squad was the year before, which actually she's like the best part of that movie, but still, it's still shit. Considering Suicide Squad was the year before, it's almost like an apology. And of course, by now, I'm sure you've heard about Allison Janney's performance that's going to win her an Oscar this upcoming Sunday. It's all so damn good. It's so funny. And you know, Tonya Harding has been the punchline of many articles for years. And I am Team Tonya all day, every day.
Team Tonya. I want a shirt.
Exactly. I do too. Number six, Blade Runner 2049. And honestly, I could switch this in my fourth slot around. I'm back and forth on it because I think both movies are.
I love that movie.
Such visual tour de force.
I meant to say something about I, Tonya. Sorry, I was texting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did not put it on my list. I love the movie. I just was feeling like it was more of a, it's a story that I already know, and I felt like maybe I enjoyed the performances more than I enjoyed the actual movie. I'm surprised you actually put it on there myself.
So. Really? I love that. I've seen it twice. I could see it. I could watch it right now. I mean, like, that to me is much more interesting than Jennifer Lawrence flashing her titty around to weird pervert Russians. I'm sorry. That's just, like, I, Tanya, I think it's a blast.
Movie,
I know. I'm not going to get over it. It's awful. But I, Tanya, I just think it's fabulous. The whole thing. I could like, I think it's so funny and sad and just, I think it's perfect.
Okay.
Number six.
I did love it. Didn't put it on there. I'm sorry, Tanya.
That's okay. Well, maybe she'll whack your leg too. No, I
that was not her.
I know it wasn't her. But number six, Blade Runner 2049. This is, to me, a rare sequel that is not only better than the original, but also not made for money. Oh! And in this world, everybody considers a movie that underperforms a failure, even when it wasn't made for money.
Yep.
And that's the reason why people think it wasn't nominated for Best Picture. I say, fuck you. The Academy is ignorant and stupid. Blade Runner 2049 is a masterpiece. I don't think it should be a second shorter. I think it's a visual tour de force, mostly thanks to Roger Deakins' gorgeous cinematography. 14-time Oscar nominee.
Just throw that in there.
Who will win this upcoming Sunday? Hopefully. Hopefully he won't go home and hang himself.
You know what? I might have a drink if he wins.
Yeah.
Maybe 10.
I might have like a good 20.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. And also, I don't know, it's just like, even though it's a sequel, it manages to be its own beautiful thing. It's also just really sad, and I like that sad shit, and it's just... And not only that, it looks so effortless. Denis Villeneuve, who made Arrival the previous year, he has an artist's eye when it comes to science fiction. And this, he's apparently doing a remake of Dune. Bring it on! I'm all there.
Doom?
Dune.
Oh, what is it?
Like Doom. The David Lynch movie that Chantel loves so much.
Please, yeah, Doom, like the Rock movie.
No, fuck that. Chantel doesn't actually like Dune. No, it's gross.
I think she loves Dune. I think she told me she loves Dune.
Have you seen? Oh, you haven't seen it. You said, but it's just fucking disgusting. It's disturbing. It's unsettling. It's horrible.
It is gross. Yeah. But number five on my list, if you know me, you would probably expect this to be a little bit higher, but, you know, it's a tough year. And again, I think I could easily put my top six as a tie for number one, and I wouldn't be upset. But... number five on my list is Phantom Thread, the newest from Paul Thomas Anderson.
Five?
Yes, love Phantom Thread.
I thought that would be like top three.
I know, because I am a weirdo freak, and I'm into that.
We saw that movie twice because we liked it so much.
Yes, and I do love it. But however, you got to remember, it is a difficult year.
Yes.
But the thing I will say about Phantom Thread, which I probably won't say anything new considering we did a show on it, but Phantom Thread is just... it's like an unusual movie, but I think that's what's so wonderful about it. And it's like, I've heard people say they were bored to tears by it. I don't get that at all.
I don't understand.
I don't get, like, I thought, okay, it's a much different movie seeing it once than seeing it twice.
The second time changes the entire movie.
It does. Because if you see it, like... you can almost look at it as if it's like some sort of weird, kinky, romantic comedy.
No, wait.
Like, they're both just two weirdos who, they dig it.
Yeah.
Like, they're into that shit. And it's like, okay, so I actually, it's funny, I read this article saying, you know, like, Jennifer Lawrence turned it off after 3 minutes because she was, like, disturbed by his character or something. Oh. But, I mean, if you sit through the movie, you come to realize that that's what's so funny about it.
Watch it a second time, it is funny.
It is funny. He is a little bitch, and Alma... Alma is just like, you know what? Fuck you, I'm not going to deal with your shit.
Yeah, you're not going to be a little bitch.
I'm surprised she wouldn't love that movie, but whatever. And I also think it's one of Daniel Day-Lewis's finest hours, even though it's supposed to be one of his last. God willing, it won't be.
Did you say finest hours?
Yes, I do. I did.
One of his best performances.
Okay, well... you know, I was going to stop you, but you never shut the fuck up when you said that people say that they're bored by it. You gotta understand. Someone that's used to watching movies like Mom and Dad, or Nana, or David.
Normal people.
I know.
Could not find interest in a Victorian era.
Could you imagine if we take, like, our group, like my friend group, out to see
Phantom
Thread?
They would not like that.
They would leave.
I know that, but I guess it's just because, I don't know.
I enjoyed every part of that movie.
See,
I enjoyed it better the second time.
Them finding that boring would be like me finding, I don't know,
Red Sparrow. That's
no, weird. that's everyone.
People and I.
No one should like that movie.
People were interested in it.
Weird people gasp. Ugh.
Well, I was gonna say a movie more common, like everyone's seen, like, I don't know. What's a fucking action movie that everybody's seen? Shut up, don't say anything, I'll tell you.
Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't dislike that one.
I know.
Well,
why.
How do you?
Weird that you said that one.
I know, right? That was the only Mission Impossible movie that I actually really enjoyed. I think it's because of...
You told me before, that's actually why I said that.
Oh, did I say that? Yeah, I probably did. I forget a lot of shit that I say. But no, I was going to say something like, what's the movie with the bus? You know?
With Speed?
Speed, yeah. You're the girl with the bus, exactly. Yeah, Speed. I would find myself bored through Speed or a movie like Olympus.
Oh my god, Speed is so horribly fun.
Really?
I love Keanu Reeves.
Okay, maybe a better example. Like, did you see Olympus Has Fallen? I know I was on Xanax, but I fell asleep like
Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes.
That's that fucking, what's his name, Gerard?
Gertard Butler.
Gertard Butler. What a bitch. Well,
Speed is a blast. You hush your mouth.
There's also a Speed 2, fun fact. Cruise Control.
Yes,
it takes place on a boat.
Instead of Jason Patrick. She likes Jason Patrick.
I do like Jason Patrick, but I wouldn't want to. But, yeah, getting off topic, I didn't mean to say all that negativity about Speed. Speed is, I would say definitely Olympus. Any action movie. How about that? Let's just cover all bases. I don't like action movies. They're boring.
All bases, yeah.
Alright, so number 4 for me. And how did you say you wanted to do this? We're going to go around. I'm going to say 4. You're going to say 4.
Well, about mine. What about my 7-6-5?
Oh, did you not go? I'm sorry. Christian talked so long, I forgot. It just kind of...
So long, and I like to talk with him, so it's mainly like just me talking to him. I understand. But my number 7 is my love for... Hugh Jackman, Logan. Logan, number 7. I had to put it in there somewhere. I couldn't have put it up too high because the year was so great. But Logan is such a good movie. That whole movie, like that kid, Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, it was just the last hurrah. And it felt like, I mean, of course, towards the end, you're just like, of course, your eyes are welling up with tears and you're like, Why after 17 years? Why is this happening?
Well,
but I watched that movie again.
I don't understand why it did happen. Why did he die after so long? Because he was sick?
Yeah, it's some sort of...
His blood, because of the adamantium, it starts like poisoning his blood.
Yeah.
The metal that's in him starts like poisoning him, so he's like dying slowly.
Why now after like, what, 300 fucking years? Why now?
Basically.
If you're thinking of X-Men Origins, it's been longer than 300 years. But...
Yeah.
Fucking movie.
True.
I have that movie.
I do too.
It's one of my guilty pleasures. That movie is like such a classic. Like you don't realize it's a western until you're watching. You're like, that's a western.
It certainly does feel like a western.
And I bought the Blu-ray, which comes with the noir version, which is all in black and white. I watched it in black and white. I wept. I was like, this is beautiful. I love that movie so much. I mean, I can watch that movie any time of the day, but. I want to cry, and I don't have to be somewhere afterwards, but I love Logan so much. I had to put it up there at number 7. Number 6, I put Baby Mama Coco. Yeah. Coco.
Remember me.
I hope it wins. I love that song, every song in Coco. I have it all on Spotify, all downloaded. That movie, Coco, that was so good. I mean,
I'm just the only one I didn't watch. I refuse to watch an animation anymore.
Well, we saw like trailers for it, and we're like, we kind of got tired of it. And we're like, God, they're like, the director kept making this like before like Regal movies. He's like, oh, come look at this, and like we're at Disney Studios. Look at all this.
I'm sure it's great. I've made like a collective decision not to watch any more animations because I like old Disney movies, you know, that aren't Pixar. I feel like Pixar.
also a really pretty movie. I mean, like that whole movie. I mean, that they show off how pretty Pixar can do it, but yeah. That movie is great. I loved it. Like halfway through, I looked over at Christian and I was like, "I love this movie so much." And he's like, "I do too." And then by the last 15 minutes, I was sobbing like a fucking baby.
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls right out of my eyes. It was crazy.
Both of you, a bunch of dandies.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I'm not gonna lie. We probably cried like 7 times the past like 15 minutes of it. But
I haven't cried like 4 years, and you guys are crying at a Disney movie.
What? Well, okay, no, okay, she doesn't have a soul, but
yeah, that's true.
It's really just, god damn, it's good.
I'm usually a terrible person, but Coco like ripped at me. It pulled at my heartstrings and like punched the heart.
There's one scene in particular that just makes me lose it. If I watch it again, I'm gonna be like, but,
oh god. And then number 5, I have of course Jennifer Lawrence's great, great performance of last year, Mother, because I love Mother. I love it so much. It's why we own it, and we try to show everyone with it. Me, him, and one of our friends, we went and watched it one night, and we stood in the parking lot.
Will
afterwards.
Peggs. Yeah, shout out
to Will Peggs.
Will Peggs.
Little SSP. We watched that movie and came out, and we stood in the parking lot for probably 30 to 40 minutes just talking about how much we enjoyed that movie or how much it perplexed us the first time we watched it.
Deciphering it.
Yeah, like we went back to the movie. We like made a grand call. We stood up on our soapbox and was like, everyone needs to see this. And so like all of our friends went to see it and we were like, well, if you're going to go see it, we might as well go see it again. And so we just went back and we watched it a couple times and oh, I love that movie so much. And you know what? I kind of wish Michelle Pfeiffer would have got on that supporting because I love in that movie. Any second Michelle Pfeiffer is on the screen,
she steals it.
Michelle Pfeiffer just owns the show if she's on there.
It's like they wouldn't give it the, you know, they wouldn't give it the satisfaction because so many people did hate it. But if you saw that movie, that she could easily have Mary J. Blige's spot.
That's was that Mudblood?
Mudblood? You're paying my blood. No.
Is that the name of it?
No, it's Mudbound.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We immediately left Red Sparrow and came home and started drinking, so.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm here.
Mudblood.
Mudblood.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my 7-6-5. I guess we'll go to your, Chantel. You're trying to cut down the time because we ramble on so long. Let's do 4-3-2, mm-hmm. And then we'll all go around and say our number ones for the year.
But okay.
Go ahead, Chantel.
That sounds good. Let's see. What did I do? Yeah, okay. Number 4, since I'm a fan and Christian obviously isn't, I was Phantom Thread. For obvious
Christian obviously isn't.
At number 5, that's not good enough. Damn people.
Oh, Phantom Thread. That was a great movie.
It is.
Number 4, that's healthy.
It's hard. Yeah, it was a hard decision, but when I look at the top 3, I'm like, oh, well, that kind of...
How I feel about the top 6. Yeah. It's just not... Oh, okay, but proceed, sorry.
Oh, no, it holds special meaning for me, too, because that's when me and Han got engaged, same night, right after being...
Hi, Hans.
Hi,
I guess in number 3, this was difficult, too. The top 3, okay. I put Florida Project... Loved it so damn much.
Oh, you put it in the top 3, thank God. Yes.
I did, yeah. And number 1 and 2, they were neck and neck for me for a long time. And this is hard for me to say, but I'm going to have to say Dunkirk.
Dunkirk at 2?
At 2?
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, it was a good movie. We saw it in IMAX, and it was, we got a headache, but we loved every second of it.
Yes, exactly.
I saw it also in IMAX, and I passed the fuck out. After like 40 minutes.
She was on drugs.
Probably.
And I definitely was. And then I had to go home and watch it on my shitty laptop in a rough copy. And then whenever I finally got it in HD, I watched it again. On my laptop.
That's good. At least you gave it that.
Yeah, you kept trying because you knew it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which it is. Which brings me to my number 4.
That's the kid from Sacred of Sacred Deer.
Sure, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. He plays George. My number 4 pick is Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk. I do think it's a great movie.
Number 4.
However, I have given Christopher Nolan my top slot many times, So I think if he were to see my list, he would go.
That's fine. You're just not a fan anymore.
It's all right, Christian.
Yeah, you're not a fan anymore. That's so
I have given so many of his movies a top.
Don't worry, I'm gonna call him after this.
You don't have to explain yourself, Christian. We understand perfectly well.
It got him his first Best Director nomination. I like invented him, so I was on board with it all the way. If I had my way, Christ Nolan would have at least 6 Oscars plus. But again,
if he ever showed up at the house, you would immediately like take him back in your room and show him a good time.
I'd give him a phantom thread.
Put you flat on your back.
Exactly. But yes, Dunkirk is a masterpiece. I don't think it's his best movie, but I do think it's one of them. I think it's worthy of the rest of his career. And it reinvented the war genre. Mm-hmm. It's great. Number 3 on my list is, and both of you have already discussed this one, and honestly, I could easily throw this at number 1 because this is the sort of movie I always respond to. It's the kind of audacious, ambitious, baffling fucking movie. And it's something I never find, but I hope to find every once in a while. And it's Darren Aronofsky's Mother. I know you all hate it. Not you two, of course.
Oh, I'm about to say.
It's great to find the royal we.
Yes.
But I think Mother is phenomenal. It gets better every time I see it, because once you unlock the secret formula of it, then its brilliance is just hard to escape.
You catch stuff every time you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And another fun part about watching that movie and showing other people, like we have, of mm-hmm. course, because we love it, is watching other people's faces.
The reactions. Yeah.
And then talking to them afterwards about, mm-hmm. like, what'd you think? And then we're like, what about this? And they're like, oh, I forgot about it. And they're like, yeah, that means this. And they're like,
it's crazy. You will never imagine that while you're watching it once. And I must also say, even though Jennifer Lawrence essentially threw me down and shat in my mouth with Red Sparrow, I must say, I think Mother is her best performance to date.
So far, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
her best work to date. And yet it got a Razzie nomination. Now, my question is, did the Razzie voters sit through Geostorm, The Snowman? No, they fucking didn't.
You know who did?
I did. I was there.
I didn't watch Snowman. I couldn't do it.
I know.
Well, you know what? We tried to watch Snowman.
We did twice. That's another. That's a story for another time. However, they did not even nominate those fucking movies. Yet they nominated Mother to be assholes. So you know what? Fuck you, Razzie voters.
Fuck the Razzie.
You can
man.
Eat my ass like a cupcake. Number 2. Now my 2 and 1. I am back and forth on this, and it's something we have discussed in this show tonight. It's a matter of which one you enjoy more, or which one is better.
Yeah.
And for my second spot, I'm going with the one that is better, The Florida Project. It is a I wish I could tie, but The Florida Project is a movie I find so real and so disturbingly real, and I've cried every time I see it because of how real it is. And also, I must mention, like, I know that Mary J. Blige is black, so she got an Oscar nomination. But
for Mudblood.
For Mudblood, yes. What about Bria Venait? Is that how you pronounce it? The one that plays Haley? And you know what? Also, I must also point out, I think Brooklyn Prince, that's the girl that plays Mooney, the 6-year-old.
Oh.
I think she should have Meryl's fucking Streep slot on the Best Actress race.
Meryl Streep can afford it. Brooklyn
exactly.
Pierce deserves. Brooklyn Prince. Pierce. Oh, what did I say?
Pierce.
Oh, it's Brooklyn.
Okay.
Oh, God. That little girl.
She is a revelation. And
I'm so excited to see other shit.
I am, too. The Flora Project feels so real, it doesn't even feel like acting. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, we watched that with some friends recently. I was like, they just dropped a camera down into a community and just filmed it. That's what it feels like.
Even when we had a whole group of people here, I thought, I was like, no, I'm going to escape the crying.
I still looked over and saw him sniffling.
God,
tears streaming down his fucking face.
Every time, it's just, I think it's a
great
movie.
What is it with you guys in the fucking crying? Why were you crying?
The thing is, we're usually pretty heartless, but when we see, like, good movies like that, mm-hmm. it's just like, well, most of the time we drink before, so
see,
it's like,
that's one thing. Yeah. If I'm drinking, then for sure, maybe it's
completely
damn good cinema, but not because I'm
yeah,
scared.
But we were sober after
the first time I saw the Florida Project, I don't know about him, but I just started going, Like, especially in that last 10 minutes. Oh, fuck me.
I was tearing up, and then the last, like, 5 minutes, of course, you had a little bit streaming down my face, but Christian, it hit him hard. He had to drive home, too.
I hope that movie takes off down the road.
Eventually, yeah.
Yes, so.
I feel like I've been asking people, like, when I saw that movie, I went to, like, work and stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, have you seen The Florida Project? They're like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, my God, you're missing out so much.
Yeah, I know.
And I feel like that's going to happen.
But. It's like, also, I must point out the cinematography in that movie. It's beautiful. Weird because it's like, the hotel is such a shithole, but yet everything looks so colorful.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's a unique movie, and it should be up for Best Picture, among other things. But
taking out the post.
Who listens to me? Well, you're all gonna have to. Sorry. All right, your turn. Sorry.
Where do we live off?
We're on 432.
432.
Mm-hmm.
369. Oh God. Number four. I don't know who else had this for number four, but I had Dunkirk.
All right.
Did you guys both have Dunkirk before?
I
love Dunkirk. It was great. All the sound of that movie, the sound is what really, like, brought me to it. I mean, I know you love Cillian Murphy, and he was great in that. But just,
I love Christopher Nolan and Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, you guys have that, and I have, like, a total hard-on for Tom Hardy. Even though you don't see his face the entire time, I love Tom Hardy in anything that he does. Oh, God. You don't see his face, but you still, like, he's, like, in that movie, he's, like, what I strive to be in life. Like, he's, like, the total hero. And he's, like, the unsung hero. Like, oh, it was so great. The sound in that movie, I mean, just, like, the first sound in it, the first gunshot, like, ripped me out of my seat. I was like, it scared the fuck out of me. And because it's shot so beautifully, and it's all the, when Christian told me, before, we were actually walking into the theater, he was like, yeah, there's, like, three different parts of this. It was like, it takes place over a week for one person, a day for one person, and an hour for the next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And I was like, oh, my God, that's going to be great. Like, in a war movie, I'd love to see, like, scale. But, yeah, that's why I have it at number four. I don't have it as high as you did, Chintel, but I love that stuff. And number three, I have Three Billboards because I love that movie. That movie is solid fucking gold. Mm-hmm. She is so charming. In that movie, even though she's kind of an asshole, I see a lot of
Frances McDormand.
Yeah, I see a lot of myself in Frances McDormand because she kind of, like, takes no shit, but she's also, like, has a sensitive side, and that's so good. Even though I love that movie, I have it at number three.
Number three is great.
Yeah, it's good, but I'm not sure. I have to throw this out there. It's an unpopular opinion. Woody Harrelson with a supporting actor. I don't think he should have.
I could have given that to someone else. But
Sam Rockwell, of course, but I think Woody Harrelson.
When Woody is in it, had he been in it more, he definitely should.
Well, he was great in it, but I just feel like I feel like he should be in more of the movie.
I agree. He's out of it halfway through. Didn't exactly say why.
Yeah, but that movie is great. Frances McDormand, of course, she's always kicked ass. Everything she says in that is gold. Like, I just want to, like, you know, use her dialogue for the rest of my life because it's all so great. Some people, the one I was mentioning it to them, and some people don't even know about Three Billboards because most people don't see that shit.
I know. Every time I've said that name to someone,
but
they're
people,
like, what?
Huh?
But, I mean,
they said, like, oh, Peter Dinklage is in that. And I'm like, yeah, he is in that. And I'm like,
they're not wrong.
Okay. I'm like, that's it. And then at number two, I have the great sob fest of Florida Project. Florida Project. Did you have the two as well?
Yes.
The Florida Project, I wouldn't have put it at two, but we just watched it again like a couple nights ago, actually. Mm-hmm. We watched it again. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, this is like grade A acting. This is fantastic. The mom in that, Haley, first role, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, first movie she's ever been in.
First role, she absolutely demolishes it. She's just so great. And then Brooklyn Prince. I'm never gonna get it right. Okay. That little girl, I'm so excited to see her and other stuff because
this year's Jacob Tremblay.
This year's Jacob Tremblay. You know what? Speaking of Jacob Tremblay, Wonder. It's a good movie.
Oh, I do really like that movie.
Really liked it, but I couldn't put it in the top 10.
I know what you mean. It's a tough
movie. I mean, the trailers for that didn't really sell it, though. It was like, look at this.
It looked really corny, but I found it much more effective than it actually was.
Yeah, we've already talked about Florida Project out of the ass. I love
it. I could talk about the Florida Project out of other places, too. And it's just that's the thing. It's a movie about characters, not about story. And if you're not used to that sort of thing, I saw people walk out. Like you might walk out, but I think it's phenomenal.
We were watching it the second time, and people were talking like our friends that were like, "Oh, who's that?" And we're like, "Oh, that's Dickie." Like we already knew all their names because we felt so attached.
You get so pulled into their world. It's just
It's cinematography. It's great. Like even just with the kids, you realize that like everything's more colorful, and then like with the adults, the real world, it's like, you know, stuff's a little bit more bleak. It's still colorful and makes a good movie, but it's a little bit darker. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
But Chantel, we'll move on to your number one.
I'm still going back and forth between this and Dunkirk, and I'll probably change my mind at the very end. I didn't really say much about Dunkirk. I just thought it was such a beautiful, you know, movie.
Oh, so good.
Beautiful. And, you know, we've got our English roots and everything. The idea of mom crying about it is pretty silly.
English roots.
She wasn't there, but, you know, I guess it makes sense. But, yeah, number one for me. Can't relate to this movie in any way, but it's funny. It's dramatic. It's good all around, and it is 3 billboards.
Oh, really? What's funny you mention that, because when I said that was my top pick for Best Picture.
I just said I've been going back and forth about that.
I asked for it, but okay, that's bizarre.
It's a great movie. I understand.
Might change my mind again. It might be Dunkirk in the end. I don't know. Probably I'm pretty fickle.
Either way, it's a class pick, because both of the movies are
I did not see that movie coming. When somebody first mentioned it to me, I think it was Hans. Hey, Hans again. He said that he was going to go see it with his mom. I was like, really? What the fuck is that? I had to look into it. The idea, I mean, the story to me sounded interesting, but I was not expecting what I got. I was like, that was really fucking awesome. How have I not heard anything about this yet? And then there was all over, everybody talking about it. Sweeping up. And
Anyone was talking about it. The normal people don't even know what 3 billboards in Missouri is.
That is true. But no, I got a good feeling this is the year for that, so that's all I gotta say about it. And Christian, you're next. Try not to say too fucking much, because we're at 11:04 now.
You're absolutely right. And you know, still, it warms my heart to see that you and I see eye to eye on this, because my top pick as well is 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I know.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. But also, it's just such a bleak movie. But however, my favorite thing about 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, or TBOEM,
no one calls it that.
TBOEM.
No.
TBOEM, bitch.
How about you just stop? That's okay. Just embarrassing.
Or 3 Billboards. There we go.
Yeah, because 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is way too long.
It is. But I think it's also kind of a funny title, because it's like 3 Billboards. But I think it's the best acted movie of the year. I think it's the best written movie of the year. Honestly, I think it's just about perfect. That's why it's my top spot. And also, my favorite thing about it is the way that there are so many ways this movie could have went. There are so many ways you could have predicted it going, and it goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
It is unpredictable on nearly every level, and I think that is something that
it's
is so,
so unpredictable.
Hard to find.
It's so unpredictable that it's like real. It's like reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
it is.
It's so, it's such a real movie, but you're like, it's so like it can go anywhere, which is actually like reality. You know?
Exactly. The ending, you're like, oh, this is how it has to go, because that's how normal movies go.
Yeah, that's how everything else is.
But this movie does not play by normal rules. It's much smarter than that, and you know that might throw you off at first, but It's brilliant. Martin McDonagh was robbed of a Best Director nomination, and this movie deserves Best Picture.
I didn't even know who directed that.
Well, he only has two other movies.
Oh.
But
That was great.
Mm-hmm. We need to watch In Bruges, because if you haven't seen that one, that's a great movie, too.
I've heard that. I've never seen it.
It's good. It's a good one. But,
I have to pee.
Okay.
Where the whole thing is about not talking too much.
Well, I'm just going to say one more thing and I'm done.
All right.
Okay. Do you want me to say it or do you?
Go on, say it.
Okay. It deserves Best Picture, Actress, Supporting Actor for Sam Rockwell, who, damn it, has been great for so long. And he will. The acting categories, they're in the bag. And Original Screenplay, which that one's up in the air, but it deserves it anyways. Because even though Get Out is original as hell, let's be real here. Three billboards is two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have to say. Best movie of the year.
Wow. Unless Trevor switches shit up real fast, none of us have said Get Out at all.
No.
Oh, you can bet I'm about to throw a screwball on this.
Oh. All right. What do you got?
I was going over.
I know what it is.
You have to know what it is because I saw it in theaters like 5 times. I love this movie so much. I picked it because it's a movie that I enjoy more than it's better. I believe Three Billboards is probably the best movie of the year, best made. You know,
but it's the movie that
I enjoyed the most. I took my mom to see it. I went and saw it by myself like 2 or 3 times. And then I might have took Trent to see it. I'm not sure.
Mm. I like invented this movie as well.
Oh, okay, it makes me like it even less. But
that's what I said.
I'm with the I Tonya. Yeah, I know exactly. It's a screwball.
I am surprised.
Like,
what the fuck?
You guys are like just loving Three Billboards, and I put it at third. But
no, that's not.
It's the movie I enjoyed the most of the entire year. I saw it like 4 or 5 times in theaters. Every time I loved it.
That's so bizarre.
The soundtrack in that movie is great. Like every time I hear a song on the radio that's in that, I immediately think of I, Tonya and what part it was. But I, Tonya was, I don't know if we talked about this already, but it was such a real movie, but it was also, it had funny elements to it. It was like, it was beautiful when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way that they showed off like the 90s, you know, about
mm-hmm.
that
Absolutely.
Was so, it was kind of funny in a way, but it was very true. Like the way that they had the big puffy jackets and
mm-hmm.
all that. And, Mother's Name. What's the mother's name?
Allison Janney.
Allison Janney deserves supporting actress out of the S. Her playing Tonya's mother is one of the funniest roles I've ever seen in my life.
It's so, like, she's so funny, but she's also, like, really hateable.
She's
at
a horrible
same
person.
Time, she's hilarious. At the same
horrible
time.
Person, but you understand why, but mm-hmm. you love her. She says some of the dumbest shit. You skated like a graceless bull type. Oh, God. Like, who says that? That's great. And Margot Robbie, they somehow made her look... I'm not saying... Listen, Tonya, if you're listening, Tonya, you're not ugly, but the way that they put you in that movie did not put you at Margot Robbie's best. Margot Robbie is literally a goddess to me, and they did not make her look the best, but I also think that's kind of like... The funny.
Yeah. I think so too, because Margot Robbie is gorgeous all the time.
And then they cast her. And
yeah. Like, I would be flattered if Margot Robbie was playing me.
Who's the guy that plays her wife, her husband?
Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan is great playing Jeff Gulley, her abusive ex-husband, who some of that stuff, they do not hold back in that movie. I took my mom to see that, and she was immediately like, why did they not, like, censor some of this shit? It was, like, crazy. I was like, because it's real. And she was like, I used to hate Tonya Harding because, of course, she was alive during a lot of stuff because it's my mom. And she was like, I'm Team Tonya now. And I was like, right? Like, after watching that, I don't know if it's like, you know,
that's
satirical towards Jeff Gulley, but I was like, I love Tonya Harding now.
Mm-hmm. That right there is the genius of I, Tonya. That's what it was trying to get across the entire time, is that it wanted us to be, like, it wanted us to see it the way Tonya saw it.
Yes.
And, you know, I felt for the bitch. Like, every
step
of the way. Like, her life was shitty. That's all there was to it.
Like the end of the Oscars last year, we had a little bit of an unpredictment. You know, like, I just threw in I, Tonya into the Three Billboards love fest. But, you know what? That's the point of this. You know, everyone loves it, but I just love it more. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, we are very quickly now going to mention our honorable mentions, and that is all we are going to mention.
Okay.
Okay.
You go ahead, Chantel.
Honorable mentions, and absolutely no elaboration whatsoever. We will just assume they are in our honorable mentions because they are good movies that deserve to be mentioned. That's why they're honorable mentions.
So, okay.
I have, let's see, Star Wars. I know a lot of people disagree. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm a Star Wars nerd. I love it.
Yeah.
Call Me By Your Name should have been in the top 10, but I can't make enough room. Too much good. Get Out, because it was unique, and I'm already giving reasons why, and I said I wasn't going to do that. And Baby Driver, because it was fun.
Ah, I saw Baby Driver like 4 times.
I love Baby Driver.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Are we just doing 5?
Well, whatever you want. Whatever you want. Just don't talk too much about it.
Okay. So the movies I wish I could have included on this list, but, you know, it's this year was a bit.
This year was amazing.
It was. Loving Vincent, The Big Sick, Logan, The Shape of Water, Detroit, The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Detroit.
Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. What?
Detroit. We totally forgot about Detroit. I forgot about that.
I love it felt Detroit. Like
Detroit. Detroit. Battle of the Sexes, Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond, Stronger, Baby Driver, Good Time, Get Out, War for the Planet of the Apes, and Darkest Hour.
Yeah, and I forgot about
half of those. I but, yeah, shit. They're great. All of those, I think I've seen all of those.
You, I'm pretty sure
they're
I forgot about most of them, so that was good. Thank you for reminding the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For my honorable mentions, I have drum rolls next to them, because next to the... I've got Lady Bird, The Big Sick, Phantom Thread, Call Me By Your Name, and Star Wars, because I love Star Wars ever since I was a kid.
But, Star Wars is fucking good. Y'all
did you even mention it? I didn't hear you say it.
I didn't, but it is good. I mean,
I mean, doesn't matter. If you look up a review about Star Wars, there's going to be 20,000 people that have given a review because it's one of the biggest movies that came out last year. But I liked it. I didn't like it as much as some of the others, but ranking it, it's in the top like 4. You know?
I like it more than the past 2 that they've brought out. And yeah, that's counting Rogue One.
It had a little bit more to it.
Exactly,
a little bit more of its own movie.
I think there was more inspiration behind it, and I think that those fanboys need to put their tampons in and just get over it. I mean,
like, they're called Trekkies.
Oh, sorry. No, they're not. I know that. Yeah, I don't see what all the hoopla is about. It's good.
A lot of hoopla, but yeah, that's the honorable mentions. We're gonna throw those in at the very end, just so we didn't, you know, in case you know the producers listen to this later on. I don't want them to be like, "Oh, why did they mention us in the Four Frodo podcast?" I'm like, we did at the very end.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and this, everyone did a great job. 2017 was a great year for movies and a bad year for Hollywood. Good and.
You'll hear all about it at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
About both subjects of that sentence.
And that's what I kind of don't want to see about. There's always some kind of, you know, subject that they're dancing around talking about.
Yeah, I would say me and Christian would drink every time they say something about it, but we'll be drinking every time they pause in a breath. So
yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
If it's not about Trump, then it's about something else. At least it's not about Trump this fucking time. I'm tired of hearing about his ass.
I know. I'm so tired of hearing about DT.
Yeah, I blocked him on Twitter just so I don't have to hear anything.
He is so 2016.
He's so 2000 and late. Shut up.
Anything else you gentlemen would like to add, go ahead and promote yourself on social media, and then I will wrap this shit up.
Well, in all honesty, I've said enough, as you both know, but follow me on Movies for Life 17, my movie account. You can enjoy my review of Red Sparrow tomorrow, probably more than you will the actual movie, and you can follow me on Christian Unchained, that's my personal account. It's honestly better, even though I haven't posted anything in quite a while. No, it's not better. Fuck that. They're both great. But no.
I lied last time I was on here. I said my Twitter was TrevTrevTM, but actually it's something a lot harder. It's Trev J Mace, like TrevJMAS. That's the actual handle, but if you look up TrevTrevTM, you will still get to my Twitter. And I still post about everything, you know, like the TV Zone podcast and the Four Frodo podcast and new movies that are coming out, new trailers, and my take on memes and all that stuff. I love Twitter. I know it's an unpopular opinion between you two, but I use it because they use Instagram, so I have to branch out for the podcast. So if you want, if you're more of a Twitter person, jump over to Trev J. Mace or Trev Trev TM.
Thank you for that.
Good, good. I would say that Instagram is our, you know, it's our primary social media, but you can follow us on Twitter at, because I'm trying to keep the account going and trying to get known, you know.
Talking on there today. I liked it.
From what I gathered, it's going pretty well.
Yeah. So follow us. We've got the name changed. It is at For Frodo Pod.
Retweet so you can tell your friends. I know retweet is a dumb fucking word, but if you retweet it and show it to most of your friends, they might be into movies just as much as you, and you might be able to listen to them and relate, and then it'll be fun.
We can enlighten you as well.
Yeah, we are funny fucking people.
Join us.
And we have the best opinions out of everyone.
As a scientific fact.
Yeah, someone told me that it was a scientist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do feel like an unappreciated scholar. Most of the time. But yeah, so follow us on Twitter and also the TV Zone Podcast Network, which we're affiliated with. Please listen to our other show doing coverage of the assassination of Gianni Versace, which we will record tomorrow and have out for you next week. And stay tuned for our next episode about whatever the fuck that's going to be about. I don't know. But I'm sure it'll be amazing.
And Annihilation.
What?
Natalie Portman and Annihilation. Did you see it?
No, not yet. I was going to, but my plans were sabotaged.
Actually, I want to talk about that.
All right. You are definitely going to join us because I'm going to make you a member. Whatever the fuck that means. Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, where's the confetti?
All right. Sounds fucking good. All right. And please check out other shows on the network. Those can all be found on Podbean. If you're familiar with Podbean. Or iTunes.
iTunes. Stitcher. All you gotta do is search up Podbean and just search up TV Zone Podcast. It will show you to all the other related podcasts as well. TV Zone usually puts them all on their own profile, and you can just download it from there. Listen to them while you drive. Listen to them while you do laundry. While you're just watching TV, you know. If you just want to catch up on the latest TV or movie news by some great critics, just, you know, download the podcast, TV Zone Podcast.
Exactly. You know, if it's down between listening to Elton John or listening to us.
Listen to Elton John.
Listen to us. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. Okay. Have a good night.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look, they closed another factory. Don't need to go overseas for anything auditory. Cassette tape, worms, relax. We're here to make you squirm. Don't sleep on us, Snorlax. Down the chair and burn.
Deep fake, woke rappers need a chill pill. Kill Bill, kill at Willie's really real. What's the deal? Squeaky clean like Big Will. Since you've been yay high. One song.